Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
Tonight is the night for Senator Kamala Harris of California and Vice President Mike Pence. It is their one and only vice presidential debate of the 2020 campaign.
We are going to carry that debate live right here on KCBS beginning at 6, a showdown that's getting even more attention than usual because of the health of the president and the age of the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden.
Kamala Harris did pretty well during the Democratic presidential primary debates. Mike Pence has not debated in 4 years, but he's considered a pretty strong debater. What should we expect? Well, for more, we're joined today on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Barbara O'Connor, Emerita Professor of Communications and Director of the Institute for the Study of Politics and Media at Cal State Sacramento, and a longtime debate team coach at USC, Georgetown, and Sac State. So thanks for being with us. And going into this one, do you think either Kamala Harris or Mike Pence has a natural edge on the other?
I really don't. And I think it's incumbent on both of them to really speak to the undecideds, if there are any out there, and pay attention to issues, because we had the presidential debate last week, and it was a real shouting match, and there was no policy discussed. So it's incumbent on both of them tonight, and I think they're both inclined to do what they need to do on policy, and they need to be nice, and they need to follow the rules, and they have to pay attention to the questions asked.
Let me follow up on that need to be nice comment. Kamala Harris certainly has a prosecutorial way about her. We know from the primaries that she is very good at going on the attack. Should she avoid doing so tonight? Should she come off as more presidential?
I think she should. I really do think she should, because she's got an opportunity in the U.S. Supreme Court nominee hearing as a member of the Judiciary Committee to be as surgical as she wants to be. But tonight she has a different role. She really is trying to court undecided voters, and she has to show them what the policy difference are, what the what her personality is really going to be like, because her presidential running mate is so old. And Pence has to be himself, and he needs to pay attention to the rules. He's a former governor. He's used to debating. And so I anticipate tonight will be a good debate.
So you used to be a debate coach for decades. Getting back to Mike Pence, how would you advise him to handle Kamala Harris? Does he approach her differently because she is a woman and black?
I wouldn't, were I him, because she will react accordingly. I would treat her as another equal, and someone that he has to take seriously. And if they follow the rules and listen to the questions, that will be relatively easy for both of them. If they don't, who knows what happens? I mean, then she gets very defensive, and she can be really nasty, and I hope she isn't.
You mentioned the age of Joe Biden. How much more importance does this debate have when voters are really considering the real possibility that one of these candidates could actually become president if Donald Trump is reelected and, you know, has some health issue, or if Joe Biden is elected and he's on the older side of things, that this is an audition, really, for Kamala Harris and for Mike Pence?
It is. I agree with you totally. And that's why they really need to pay attention to what the policy differences are and answer the questions directly. It is an opportunity for both of them to shine, because you're likely looking at the next president at some point.
I want to ask you about the restrictions imposed tonight because of the pandemic. Certainly this plexiglass barrier, or the two barriers that are being put up. In terms of messaging, in terms of the imaging, how does that impact things tonight?
Well, I think people expect it, and they expect it to be clean, and they expect it to be a separation. I think Pence wears the mask normally, so does Kamala when she's out there. So I think both of them are in tune to the changes that are made. I don't know if they're going to have a mic cut off tonight. I don't think they are. The commission is talking about it for the next town hall if there is a presidential debate. So it's incumbent upon them to take it seriously and to be, as I said, nice, not nasty.
I forget that Mike Pence was a radio host before he went into politics. He's notoriously calm and unflappable. How much of a challenge is that for Kamala Harris?
Well, I think, you know, we in communication say 90% of it is nonverbal, no matter what they say. And so it's incumbent upon him to be warm and friendly, and he's not normally. And it's incumbent upon her to be direct and answer questions directly and not get nasty, because she can. We've watched her do it. We've watched her do it in the Kavanaugh hearings. This is a different role. This is, as you said, an audition for both likely becoming president.
So Pence is likely to go after Harris, even if they do decide, let's play by the rules, let's not interrupt, let's be quote-unquote nice. He's certainly going to go after Kamala Harris for some of her more liberal positions, the most liberal member of the Senate, her record in California. If she doesn't respond and she tries to keep pivoting the discussion to Biden versus Trump and not make it about her, doesn't she risk seeming like she's dodging the questions?
Yes, she does. And so she needs to answer the questions because, as you know, she did not. She was in the debates in the early primaries, but did not really survive. And so she's hopefully learned, and she's listened to the debate coaches that are advising her. Her husband worked his way up and told that both the Bidens and her husband have kind of calmed her down, because she is known in California for being very aggressive, and her record is very, very ambitious. And so, you know, I think she has to disprove that.
You've referenced a couple times undecided voters and how important they are at this stage of the election. What issues do you think the two candidates tonight need to speak to specifically to win over undecided voters?
I think plans. I think people are looking for what will you do. And that's what undecideds say. I watched Lester Holt with Joe Biden last night in the town hall in Florida with undecided voters. And the questions that they asked were really about, what will you actually do? Will I have health care? Will I have a guarantee that they're taking the COVID response seriously? What will you do about education? They want to know what the policy positions are going to be, and that's what this is tonight. It's an opportunity to lay a stake on what the policy differences are.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Barbara O'Connor from Sacramento State, Emerita Professor of Communications, longtime debate coach. Looking ahead to the debate just a little over 2 hours away, and of course we will have it live for you here tonight at 6 o'clock, followed by comprehensive analysis. We've got a string of great guests lined up afterwards to discuss what happened. So please tune in for that starting right around 7:30 when the debate should end. And a reminder that you can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. Also, we're doing a special live video chat tomorrow at noon with a couple of experts on how this debate goes. You can find that on our website and Facebook and Twitter pages. You can find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.